One of the world's greatest historic motoring events will return to the Adelaide Hills this October following a couple of years of COVID restrictions. And there's a new category, a world first edition of electric converted historic vehicles. That's right, it is the Beta Birdwood. And the chair, Michael Neal, joins me to tell us more. Hi, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. And this is something I understand that you're very excited about.
Oh, absolutely. What's there not to be excited about? We after 2 years of having sort of modifications or cancellations, we're free to run the Beta Birdwood in its normal format where people get to celebrate at the beginning, celebrate on the way, and celebrate when they get to Birdwood. So it's a great thing to have the Beta Birdwood back on the national calendar.
Absolutely. October 16 is the date. Tell us about this world first edition of electric converted historic vehicles. What's this all about?
I think it's a really important innovation, and it is demonstrating a little bit of leadership on behalf of the National Motor Museum and the Beta Birdwood, because the historic motoring community worldwide has been very interested in preserving vehicles in their original condition. And to date, there has been no Tier 1 event anywhere in the world, to my knowledge, that has actually offered a prize for an EV conversion, because that's actually changing a historic vehicle, taking out the internal combustion, the traditional internal combustion engine, and replacing that with some kind of electric powertrain and battery system. And what we're seeing in the historic motoring community, or as our historic motoring community is welcoming younger people and people with different ideas about how they can restore and maintain their historic vehicles, we're seeing a lot of people now starting to explore the option of doing an EV conversion. It's happening. People are doing this. And I think as the Beta Birdwood, we have to listen to our constituencies and we have to understand what they're doing, but also we have to be engaged in leadership. So we have to say, look, if you're going to make an EV conversion, maybe you should be doing it as historically sympathetically as you possibly can. And we will give a prize for people who are making those EV conversions as historically sympathetic as they possibly can. That's our little way of being involved in this and trying to take a leadership position.
With us at the moment is Chair of Beta Birdwood, Michael Neal. The event is back this October 16. Is it fully back? There's been a couple of years of COVID restrictions and challenges.
It is absolutely fully back. So make the most of it. And what we did, we in 2020, we modified our event a little bit so that we could run it perfectly safe by not allowing people to congregate in groups and become a super spreader event and things like that. But actually what we did do in 2020 was we ran all of the, at one stage we were having the vintage and veteran 1 year and then the later classics the next year, and we're going 1 year on, 1 year off. But actually in 2020, because it was the 40th anniversary, we ran all of the different years, the whole history of motoring together, and everyone loved it. They thought that was brilliant. So actually that became a great learning for us, and we've kept that innovation this year. You know, my gut feel is I think that's here forever now, because everyone loved it so much. That ability to look across the field and see all of historic motoring history driving up to the Adelaide Hills, that was a fantastic innovation. And last year with the Delta outbreak, we had to cancel our event, actually. And so what we did very quickly is we started to put some content online. The National Motor Museum Australia YouTube channel actually still is carrying a lot of that material from the Beta Birdwood from last year. And it is fantastic material, including a wonderful documentary. So I think, you know, the learning out of 2021 was we've got a lot of great content that's being produced, and we're making that available for people to come and see on the National Motor Museum Australia YouTube channel. So, yes, they were inconveniences, and I was so bitterly disappointed, because I love being in the event. I love driving up into the Adelaide Hills and the Bay to Burwood. So it was disappointing, but, you know, every cloud has a silver lining. It gave us some great learning lessons. And now everyone's keen. It's 2022 and it's back full on. I think it's going to be a great party in the hills.
So, Michael Neal, I bet you've got a few different classic cars and you might be taking one on the ride this year.
Well, actually, I have got a 1923 Willys Overland, which is, it looks a bit like a gangster vintage car, but but actually it's a little bit underpowered and its brakes are a little bit, shall we say, from the 1920s rather than from the 2020s. So it's almost 100 years old. So it's going to be quite a, in fact, it's 99 years old this year. So it's going to be quite a challenge. But that's part of the joy of this. This is something where for every entrant in there, whether they're on a motorcycle or in a historic truck or in a historic car, actually getting from Barrett Reserve through the middle of the city, up the Adelaide Hills and to the National Motor Museum in Burwood is actually a wonderful achievement and it's a great adventure. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, so you can either take part by watching it or being in it. And vehicle entry is already close to capacity, I hear.
Yeah, well, I think because we had to cancel the 2021 event, we said to the people who were registered, look, if you want a refund, we'll give you a refund. But if you want to retain your position in the 2022 event, then you just let us know and we'll hold it for you. And just about everybody kept their slot. So there's only a handful there might be 100 in, 150 slots left. So, but really in, 1500 entries, we're almost full. So yes, if you're out there, if you haven't got your entry in and you want to get an entry in, we'd love to have you along, but there are only a few slots left.
Thank you so much. Really lovely to have you on the program today, Michael Neal.
No, thank you. It's been a great pleasure speaking to you and I really appreciate your wonderful support.